Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. The address for that, again, is AskSueLondon.com. I absolutely love all the comments you're sending me about the show and how the different segments are inspiring you to create the life that you desire. So, folks, keep those emails coming. I'm really enjoying them. Years ago, I struggled with Crohn's disease in my life, as many as you know. For those of you that don't know much about that disease, one suffers tremendous pain with it. I was extremely blessed to have a very special dog in my life at that time. His name was Rocky. He helped me to cope with that pain. He was a 14-pound Shih Tzu. Rocky did pet therapy with me. He sensed what I needed, and he eased my pain. He gave me unconditional love, and he gave me the strength, the courage, and the will to keep going. I can tell you folks firsthand that having a pet in your life is so healing for you on so many levels. To learn more about what Rocky did in my life, I encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, go to the books link, and purchase a copy of my personal story, Soar Above It All. Also, you'll find books for children in the Rocky's Journey series, and they're dedicated to my special friend, Rocky. Now today, folks, we have a very special show today. The topic is so near and dear to my heart. Today, our show is about animals as healers and teachers. And my very special guest today is Dr. Bernie Siegel. For many, Bernie absolutely needs no introduction. He has touched many lives all over the planet. In 1978, he began talking about patient empowerment and the choice to live fully and die in peace. As a physician who has cared for and counseled innumerable people whose mortality has been threatened by an illness, Bernie embraces a philosophy of living and dying that stands at the forefront of the medical ethics and spiritual issues our society grapples with today. He continues to assist in the breaking of new ground in the field of healing and personally struggling to live the message of kindness and love. Bernie has been named one of the top 20 spiritually influential living people on the planet by the Watkins Review. Bernie and his wife and co-worker Bobby, they live in the suburb of New Haven, Connecticut. They have 5 children, 8 grandchildren. Bernie and Bobby have co-authored their children, books, and articles. Their home, with its many children, pets, and interests, resembled a cross between a family art gallery, museum, and a zoo. Bernie has been touching many lives in such a positive way with the help of his furry friends. And I have to tell you, folks, Bernie has made a huge positive difference in my own personal life. Years ago, I had challenges with Crohn's disease. And I was very blessed to have someone in my life give me his book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles. That book, folks, changed my life. I became empowered, and I went on to heal that disease. Then years later, I turned to Bernie again, and I wanted to start giving back to others by taking my dogs into our local children's hospital to do pet therapy. I remember asking Bernie, what was I supposed to do with my dogs when I'm helping kids? How does pet therapy work? He quickly replied, all you have to do is just look pretty, hang on to their leash, and let the dogs work their magic. He was right, folks. That is exactly what happened, and it still continues to this day. Today, both Bernie and I are going to inspire you to look at your pets in a whole new way, folks. And for those of you that don't have a pet, Bernie's local animal shelter has one waiting for you as we speak. And to see some of those animals in need of a home, I want to encourage you to go to my host show page on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. There you will see a video with many of the pets in need of a home. But folks, I want to say something before you do this. It's very important that you thoroughly think through before bringing a pet into your life. Are you ready for it emotionally, physically, and financially? So folks, I want you to sit back and get ready to be inspired. Bernie, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you, Sue. After listening to you, I think of so many things to say. We need about 4 hours to
cover
everything.
Well, I'm so thrilled to have you on the show. I cannot talk highly enough about you, my friend. And you and I have this, you know, we share this bond with animals.
Right.
And so there's not a better person for me to have on my show to talk about this subject. So, you know, thank you in advance for coming on the show, making the time to come on, and all the work that you're doing.
Well, when I think of the animals, I mean, what people need to understand, it's about relationships and connections.
Yes.
You know, women live longer than men with the same cancers. Mm-hmm. And it isn't about hormones in their bodies or anything else. Just as married men live longer than single men, it's our connection. So when you have, you know, whether it's a goldfish or a tiger in your house, if you're caring for it, you will live a longer, healthier life. And these are studies that are done. I mean, one I may mention in Australia, because I got a kick out of what the doctor said. He said if everybody in Australia had a dog, we'd save $145 million a year in health care. Because what he said was if people, after a heart attack, you went home to a house with a dog, a year later, 5% of the people had died. If there was no dog in the house, 26% of the people had died.
Mm-hmm.
And what you find is, and something I'm always saying to single women, before you look for a husband, look for a dog.
Yes.
Because in one study, 40% of the women said the man they married, they met walking their dog. And when you pet a dog, and it isn't just a dog, you know, it's the furry animal.
Yeah.
Oxytocin and serotonin levels go up. Those are the bonding hormones. So, you know, it's why when you take your pet for a walk, everybody starts reacting to you and petting it and talking. Actually, they talk more to the animals. Oh, how cute, how sweet. How
Okay,
how about me?
I know. Well, you know, when you say about single women getting dogs, I've got to share a story with you and with our listeners. My animals do, as you and I both know, animals will sense people's personalities and
they're
people, right? So, you know, my dog Spot that I had growing up, she really tried to give me a message, but I didn't listen. And she used to bite my ex-husband's heels. She'd growl at him every time he'd come around. And it turned into not a very good marriage. And I ended up going through divorce. And then, you know, so she was teaching me about avoid this man, right? And so then what happened? I went through divorce and I was a single mom and I was at the park one day with our dog, Molly. Molly is our Shih Tzu who I rescued at 3 months old. She'd been abused. And this dog, she would cower down. She'd pee on men's feet because, you know, of what she'd been through.
Right.
And so one day I'm at the park and I was there to pick up my daughter after school, and I was with this man that I was seeing, but I was going to make sure I was going to make it go farther before I introduced him to my kids. And when my daughter saw how Molly was all over this guy, she said, "Mommy, I don't know who this man is, but you have to marry him because look at Molly." And that man, Ross, he became my husband. We've been together now for 11 years. And honest, I call him Snow White. The animals are attracted to him like crazy. So that tells you, you know, so much about that.
I mean, what what people have to realize, and this is something that, you know, comes from experience. I always say, I don't go around saying, I believe this, I don't believe that. Yeah. I have an open mind. So what I experience, I then believe because
That's
I've
right.
had it happen. And what started off, I was out in California at a nun kill conference, ASPCA. I get in the elevator, mm-hmm. and there's a woman in it. And I always talk to everybody because I know we all got troubles and, you know, we can share. And she says, oh, I'm an animal intuitive. And I thought, okay, this is nuts. She talks to animals. But I'm home in Connecticut while Amelia, her name is Amelia Kincaid, and she's written many books too.
Okay.
She's out in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And one of our cats disappears. This is at our son's house, but I have animals everywhere. So I take care of it, so it's really my cat, but it's living at his house.
Yeah.
It was an indoor cat, and somebody left the door open, and it disappeared. And I figured after a week or two, it's dead because we live in a wooded area.
Yeah.
But I said to Amelia, okay, you're an intuitive. Where is the animal's name is Boo Boo. Where's Boo Boo?
Yeah.
And she, and without even a photograph, which she had requested, because I think that's incredible, she sends me an email a few days later saying, Bernie, the cat's alive. I can see the moon through its eyes.
Uh-huh.
She described our son's house in such detail. It was incredible. I mean, telling me where the garbage cans are, you know, and that there were four other animals, two other cats and two dogs, described them, said she's afraid of them. She's hiding under the house. Now, that makes no sense. How did a cat go under a house?
Yeah.
When I went there the next morning, I stood in the in front of the garage screaming the cat's name.
Okay.
And the other animals are standing around looking at me like I'm insane.
Yeah.
But then I hear a, yeah, and under a stairway that comes down a hill from his house is where Boo Boo was hiding.
Wow.
And the sides of it do come down to the ground. She was staying in there to protect herself.
Wow.
So
Bernie,
I got her out.
I have to cut you off. We have to go to a commercial. Can I get you to hold that thought?
Absolutely.
We want to come back to that. Guys, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my very special guest today, Dr. Bernie Siegel. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about my favorite subject, animals as healers and teachers. So stay tuned.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria
Maria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today I have my very special guest here, Dr. Bernie Siegel, and today we're talking about animals as healers and teachers. Before the break, Bernie was sharing a story about how her cat went missing, how his cat went missing. Bernie, do you want to continue? I'm sorry about that.
The point that I want to make is that consciousness is non-local. Just as a patient is affected by the attitude of the doctor, and studies show this, okay? Compassionate doctor's patients get better faster. But And the animals, you know, sense this too. Amelia, the thing that Amelia helped me most with is, Bernie, you have to have a quiet mind.
Yeah.
See, we all need that. That's why. It's this common theme. You want to know who you are, you know, the still pond, so the ugly duckling knows, hey, I'm a swan. Look at my reflection. Quiet your mind. Then you know what the animal is thinking. Mm-hmm. And just so people know, you know, you talk about the animal shelter.
Yeah.
We have a dog named Furphy that adopted me at the shelter because he ran out. I don't know why he wasn't in a cage. He grabbed my leg, and so I took him home. And he got named Furphy because my wife said, I don't want any more pieces of fur, little Furphy's all over the furniture. So I said, oh, his name is Furphy. So, of course, she left and let him in the door.
But, yeah.
we go out of the house to take a walk, and I hear a voice, and people may think I'm insane, but I literally hear a voice. It said, go to the animal shelter.
Yeah.
So I get Furphy, I get in the car, and I'm driving to the shelter. Now, I had just finished writing a book called Buddy's Candle.
Okay.
And it's about a dog named Buddy who teaches a boy with cancer about life and surviving. You know, it's like every life is a candle. Let's summarize it with that.
Yeah. But
anyway, we get to the shelter. I walk in the door, and there's a dog sitting right next to the door. And the voice speaks through me, too. And the voice just, you see, I didn't greet anybody. I mean, it's a room full of people. And I just walked in and said out loud, what's his name? And they said, his name is Buddy. He's been here less than 15 minutes.
Wow.
I said, I'm here to take him home. And I just put him in the car and took him home. Mm-hmm. Now, on the way home, oh, I got to tell you this. I stopped the gas, and Buddy jumps out of the car and starts racing down this busy road.
Mm-hmm.
And with the help of many people who stopped their cars, I was able to catch them and get them back.
Yeah.
I get home. See, and this is what Amelia taught me. Quiet your mind and talk to them. I quiet myself, and I say to Buddy, why did you act that way?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I belonged to a couple. The husband was an alcoholic, and when he'd come home from work, and the husband and the wife said, take the dog for a walk, he would lock me in the car, and he would go to a bar and drink, and then he'd abuse me. And I didn't want to ever be in a car.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I will never, ever treat you like that.
Yeah.
And I could see his fear of men. You know, like we'd go
back
to high school, and he'd only go to the girls, never to the boys. Now he's safe. He feels safe with people. But the thing that really taught me something was 3 weeks later, I go to Stop and Shop, leave the car, come back, the side door on the minivan is wide open. I had hit the key accidentally.
Oh.
Buddy was sitting in the car waiting for me.
Wow. Wow.
Murphy, of course.
Yeah.
was in Stop and Shop looking for me with the security guard. So, you know, but that's why their personalities, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Murphy, I could always go anywhere. No, he'd be at the door waiting for me. He even sneaked into restaurants. mm-hmm. when I would leave him at a back door, go in the front, see, so he wouldn't know. And he'd come, he'd figure out the building, come in, and you'd be amazed at how many people say to me, he came all the way around and went up the stairs and came in. I said, yeah. And they said, oh, all right, he could stay if he sits under the table.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, touching on that, dogs, I've always had dogs in my life, so I'm talking about dogs. I've always given my dogs a job, and you know by their personality what they're going to be about. And, like, for example, our dog Molly, her job is just to be the little princess for us all to love.
Yeah.
And Willie, our little Shih Tzu, the black and white one, he would alert us when our daughter was walking home from school. She wouldn't be in sight, but he'd
absolutely.
Start barking, go in the window and start barking, said, see, she's coming.
Oh, yes.
We, a year ago, we
By the way, let me interrupt a second. Those studies have been done.
Yeah.
I forgot the gentleman in England, morphogenetic fields, you know, he studied them. And, yeah, he studied a case where parents said that every time their daughter comes home from work, the dog, you know, is sitting in the window there. And they did a study like 50 times. They filmed him. And the only two times he was wrong is when the next door neighbor's dog was in heat. You know, he was distracted, but I mean, she could walk home, ride a bike, take a bus. It didn't matter. He didn't, it wasn't about hearing. It was about his conscious awareness. She's coming.
Yeah. It's so true. And then we,
Rupert Sheldrake is the man's name.
Is that the name?
Sheldrake. Yeah.
Okay. So folks, maybe do a search.
Field, right.
Yeah, that's amazing. My daughter rescued a little Shih Tzu. It's a very sad story. Somebody had abandoned a litter of puppies in an apartment. And my daughter saw this ad that this litter of puppies needed a home from this shelter. And cutest little Shih Tzu. And I knew that that next dog that we got, we had two dogs then. And when my daughter came over, she goes, Mommy, you guys got to take this dog. It's so cute. And I just don't want to see anything happen to him. So I had to convince my husband that we were only keeping Gus for just a few weeks to help my daughter. Well, Gus ended up becoming my husband's dog. And boy, that dog is such a teacher for my husband and I. It's all about teaching us not to work, but to have the balance with the play. And so, you know, folks, you're listening. Look at your pet and what are they doing to tell you a message? What are they showing you? What are you learning? I always suggest get in the present moment and you can really connect with your pet. And like the lady that told you about your cat, right? I too can do animal communication.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, my dogs will get in that backyard and I'll say, come on, guys, come on in. And they will all say, we're not coming in until you give us a treat. Until you say the T word, we're not coming in.
Yeah.
And the little stinkers, like they are very, very smart animals.
Well, let me tell two stories now. One, I've written a book called Smudge Bunny, too.
Yes.
Because, you know, an abandoned rabbit, the message is, curses can become blessings. You know, he's thrown in the woods and the seagulls make him their house rabbit. But when I would go out to get her in the yard at night, we have a fenced-in yard, but it's still, you know, I didn't want to leave her out when it got dark. It worried me. I'd go out to get her, and she'd run around the yard for 20 minutes, driving me nuts, you know, and she knows I'm trying to bring her in. And so when I learned to communicate with animals, I went out that one night, and I said, why do you behave like this? And it blew my mind to hear what she said. She said, you don't treat the cats this way.
Yeah.
I mean, where did that come from? I said, what are you talking about? She said, you let the cats stay out at night, you know, when it gets dark. I said, yeah, because they can take care of themselves. I'm not worried about them, but I'm worried about you. From that night on, she never caused me a problem. And that's what amazed me. I mean, I have to say, every now and then I'd see a glint in her eye and she'd give me a 2 or 3 minute, you know, game of running, but never that 20 minutes all over the yard kind of thing.
And the other was, there's
a book called Animals as Teachers and Healers.
Yeah.
Susan McElroy, yeah.
Okay.
And you see, when you said what they can teach you, Susan developed cancer years ago.
Okay.
The guy she was living with couldn't handle it, took off. Mm-hmm. She said, I didn't want to be alone. A cat walked across the porch, so I opened the door and let it in. But I need to know it's healthy because I'm going through chemo, radiation.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
He said, I go to the vet the next day, and the vet says, I'm sorry to tell you, your cat has feline leukemia and maybe a year to live.
Wow.
And Susan said, I came home totally depressed.
Yeah.
We're both going to be dead in a year. But she said, I noticed something. The cat was running around the house, leaping all over, having a wonderful day.
Yeah, enjoying
life.
Maybe
the cat knows something I don't know.
Yeah.
And the cat lived, I think, for 14 years.
Wow.
And Susan is alive and married today.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, you really get a feeling the cat saved her life, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're living in the moment, not worried about next year. And that's what we all need to learn.
Absolutely. And on that, too, I mentioned Rocky saved my life. Now, what I want to do is, Bernie, we got to go to another commercial.
All right.
So when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about how animals, you know, do save lives. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio. And when we come back, Bernie and I are going to inspire you some more. So, folks, remember now, today you have the opportunity to make a positive difference for our animals. We have some photos of pets that need a home, and they're showing on my show page on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. These animals are at Bernie's local animal shelter in Connecticut. If you see a pet that is special to you, that you're guided to bring home and make part of your family, then I encourage you to connect with the animal control officer, Karen Lombardi, and she's from the Woodbridge Animal Control. They're located at 135 Bradley Road, Woodbridge, Connecticut, and the phone number is 203-389-5991. And some of you listening may be from Rhode Island area, from where our station is, and the local shelter is in Rhode. Okay, and the phone number for the Stand Up for Animals is 401-348-9595, and talk to Howard Thorpe. So, folks, stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 95-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Dr. Bernie Siegel here today, and we're talking about my favorite topic, animals as healers and teachers. Bernie, let's talk about how animals are so special for children. You have had lots of animals in your house, just like I have with my family. You want to share with our listeners
called our house a zoo. Now, we're living on an acre and a half. We have goats in the front yard. We have ducks and geese in the yard. They were fenced in. Turtles and other creatures. We had every species. And we began because veterinarians realized he's a doctor. He's got five kids. So every time some exotic pet would become a nuisance for somebody, we would adopt it. And we broke every zoning law. I didn't realize this till years later. You know, there are times I'd call the police. You know, imagine calling the police saying, I can't find our kinkajou. And what? And I'd explain what it is and if any creature, you know, and usually it was hiding in the house. And if you walked around with a banana long enough, it came out. But but the police never reported me saying you're not allowed to have all these, you know, weird creatures. It was hard to get babysitters because of our snakes.
Oh, but, I could see with that. Yeah.
But still, and I may add, that's the only thing that I found hard to do was feed a living thing to another living thing, you know what I mean? Like feeding something to a snake. And when my son would go away and I'd have to do that, it was – but again, I have to say, snakes were very efficient and there wasn't a lot of pain involved. But the thing that I got such a kick out of, when we had too many ducks and geese, my mother lived on a lake, so we took them down there. And my mother called me after a few weeks and said, Bernie, she said, we don't understand. I said, what is it, Mom? She said, when the school bus pulls up, all the ducks and geese come out of the lake and run up to the road. Why do they do that? I said, Mom, they think they're looking – well, they're looking for our children. But what I saw happen at home – remember, you're hatching out of an egg or you're coming out, you know, of a goat. Who do you see first? And all these animals looked at our children as their parents because that's who they, you know I forgot the word, bonded with. You know, thinking these are my parents. So when the school bus would come, the ducks and geese wanted to go to school with our children. Of course, the bus driver knew that, you know, wouldn't let him on the bus, but he didn't get upset because he knew the routine. But it to me, it was so impressive that, you know, we all became family. And, you know, when I say this, I'm talking about creatures running loose in the house. You know, it's the only house where if a mouse ran through the, you know, living room, nobody got upset. It's, you know, it's out of the cage. But, you know, and I've had eggs in my shoes in the morning when I'm getting dressed to go to the hospital. You know, that some turtle has laid an egg in my shoe. But these were things that were just, you know, bonded us. We were all family. And every creature had a name. You know, you had a squirrel named Perry. I mean, the turtles had names. So they were all family. And it taught the kids about the value of life. You see, the hard part for me was I'd come home, like we had a guinea pig in labor, and nothing happening. And our son is, he's in tears and it's in pain. I did a cesarean section on a guinea pig, okay?
Oh, did you?
I operated on turtles. But, you know, but I had to get across to them, I can't save everyone.
Yeah.
It got to be more painful coming home than it was in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I said, I cannot save everyone. You know, I'm not God.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to get used to the fact that creatures die, that there are illnesses. And so it really was a teaching lesson for them to have these animals in the house, you know, that we're here to love and be loved, and they're here to teach us. And now my statement to people is always, if you don't know how to act or what to do, WWLD. And they look at me. I said, just ask yourself, what would Lassie do?
Yeah.
You know, and when we live that way, you find that, well, it's really a biblical message that animals are complete. Because the word good doesn't mean anything, but animals are complete and we are not. I mean, we're here to live and learn.
Yes.
You know, and it makes our actions meaningful. But if we use animals, in a sense, as role models, it's amazing what we can learn from them about how to deal with disease and adversity and a whole host of things. They're much more patient and loving than we are. Yeah, this is a statement. You know, people keep saying to me, where do you get all these stories? It's just these people I've cared for decades. This is a veterinarian about to have a mastectomy.
Okay.
He said, I can't sleep. I'm thinking of my body. I'm not going to be normal, what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
And then she thought, oh, what about the animals I operate on? I amputate legs and jaws, and they wake up. This is her quote. And they lick their owners' faces. They know they're here to love and be loved and teach us a few things.
Yeah.
She said, as soon as I thought that, I fell asleep and had no trouble.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I can tell you, I have, gosh, I could write a book on myself on the stories of seeing what my dogs have done doing pet therapy at our local children's hospital. You know, there's not such a rewarding thing to do. It's great to have a pet, but be able to have a pet with the personality to do pet therapy.
Right.
Do you know, Bernie, at your shelter, do they offer pet therapy training courses?
Not specifically, no.
Okay.
But they, I mean, there are groups in the area that are helping organize and get pet owners to do that. I take our two, who are not specially trained, to schools, and I take them to my support groups. They go. And I've noticed one of them, I mean, I have to tell you a story. Furphy, I always say he went to law school. He's interested in himself.
Yeah.
You know, he's thinking. Buddy is around the room. You know, the one who was abused, and he's given love to people or asking for love.
Yeah.
So I know when he goes up to someone, I can, I sometimes read his mind. He'll walk up to somebody with cancer, look at them and say, oh, you're doing well. And I'll tell them that before they go home that night. I said, you know, I got a report from Buddy, you're doing well. So he didn't hang out with you. He went to somebody else to give them a little love.
Yeah.
But those are things that I've seen. And this was a humorous story that, very therapeutic. Furphy snores.
That's like our Willie. Yeah.
When he comes to the meetings, he finds a quiet place, lies down, and goes to sleep.
Yeah.
I have to give them treats first so they don't let me run the meeting. But then he goes to sleep while Buddy walks around the room. Well, somebody got there late, did not know I had dogs there. This is their first visit.
Okay.
And they're telling a tragic story about their life. You know, I have cancer and I'm what's going to happen to me, and that, and he hears, and he starts screaming, what kind of people are you? You don't care about me. You're falling asleep while I'm telling my story. And everybody in the room is like, whoa, 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 and they point under my chair, which he couldn't see, and there's Furphy, sound asleep, snoring. Well, this guy went from tragedy to comedy. You know what I mean? He then burst out laughing, and it eliminated all his fear and panic. It just changed him. And that's, again, you know, how they can be so therapeutic, even though it's nothing planned. But they get you to laugh, smile, and you can't fear when you're laughing. That I've learned,
Yeah, and you know, like our dog, Willie, he's got one blue eye and one brown eye and a very loud, deep snore. And what happens when I take him to the hospital, he'll get in the wheelchair with the kids and they're maybe going in for some kind of surgery. And I'm watching him. He's cuddling into them. They're sharing their deep fears, their secrets, their everything going on with them. And as they're patting him, he snores louder and he gets more relaxed. And these kids, by the time the snore is really ripping, they are killing themselves laughing. It's changing the energy with everyone around them.
That's right.
And the kids forgetting what they're about to go through.
Everybody becomes family is the way I put it. I had my surgical office filled with pictures of, you know, cows, squirrels, everything. And I would introduce them as my children. And then
that's what I do,
look
too.
At me like, because I did a lot of children's surgery. But, you know, that it helped them. It put them almost in a trance, you know, so that they weren't involved in the fear aspect of it.
Well, and, you know, saying that when I hire somebody to work with me, I have them come to me and my dogs are interviewing them. If my dogs don't go near them, they don't work with me because I basically say my dog is going to interview you and hire you. It's not me. Bernie, we're down to about 3 minutes left. And can we just, quickly share what your website is for our listeners for you to go, for them to check
out? Yeah, people want to get in touch with me. It's, and it's easy to remember. Bernie Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. BernieSiegelMD.com.
So
all you need to remember is my name. And if you want to communicate with me through it, the messages go to me. I don't have 10 people between, you know, I don't have office staff. If you want to communicate with me, send me an email. And things like books about animals, you know, the Smudge Bunny and the Buddy's Candle and all my other books are listed there. And you could order them, you know, through the website. Anything else that interests you, I'm happy to get in touch with and help you with.
Good.
And it's about healing. Let's put it that way.
Yes,
absolutely. About loving your life, loving your body, healing your life. Then physical benefits come. And if you just focus on the physical, as Mother Teresa said, I won't go to an anti-war rally, but if you have a peace rally, call me. So focus on peace and healing and love.
Yes, and that is so much what I've learned from you in your books. And you have a special bookstore. Now, is that in your area?
Oh, the Wisdom of the Ages.
Yes.
Yeah, it's up in Connecticut, in Simsbury.
Okay.
We run support groups there, so all my books and tapes and things are there. And it's run by our son, Keith, and his wife, Jane. So if people want help, you know, what's good for them, what they ought to get, they can call there or email them and order directly through them. And if you want a discount, say your family, okay?
Oh, be careful what you wish for with that one, Bernie.
All right.
Bernie, I have to tell you a very, very, very special thank you for being here today. You are such a blessing to millions, my friend. And the message, even, you know, with getting out around the animals, from the bottom of my heart alone, I'm so grateful for how you're sharing the message about the animals. And you're sharing so much. So you're truly a gift, my friend. I can't say anything more than that. You're just an amazing man, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, I will leave people with this last word. What you see in others resides within you. So when others seem wonderful, loving, amazing, it has to be in you or you wouldn't see it in others.
Talk about mirroring, eh?
Yeah.
So true. Well, Bernie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sue. A pleasure.
Continue everything you're doing, my friend.
I will.
This is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to inspire you some more to bring a pet into your life, so stay tuned.
Eight out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives.
People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Today, Dr. Bernie Siegel and I have shared stories and information about animals as healers and teachers. Having a pet in my life was truly the best medicine that my doctor could have ever prescribed for me. My dog Spot, a dog I had during my childhood, was like a sister to me, giving me courage and strength to cope with a very difficult childhood. God and his angels sent me a wonderful gift when they sent me my furry friend Rocky. He came to me just 8 months before being diagnosed with Crohn's disease, folks. Later, he helped me to get over a life and death pregnancy, a burst intestine, and abuse, and divorce. Rocky stayed with me, giving me strength, courage, and a will to live. He eased my pain, and he gave me unconditional love. That dog came from a shelter. When that disease healed and after I had overcome all the adversities in my life, Rocky's health started to fade. And on November 2001, Rocky passed away peacefully while he was in my arms. I'm sharing this with you today, folks, because I want you to know that when a pet, an animal comes into your life, it's there for a reason. These animals are our teachers and our healers, and we can learn so much from them. So take the time to be in the present moment and learn from them. Learn the lessons they are teaching you. When our pets have completed their journey with us, I can tell you firsthand, it is the hardest challenge you may ever deal with. When Rocky passed away, I had so many fans around the world send me this very special poem that I want to share with you now because I found it was very healing for me, and I hope that it helps you also. So for all of you that have lost a pet, I dedicate this to you. The title of the poem is Rainbow Bridge. Just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, that pet goes to Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There's plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and our friends are warm and comfortable. All the animals who have been ill and old are restored to health and vigor. Those who were hurt or maimed are made whole and strong again, just as we remember them in our days of dreams and times gone by. The animals are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who has been left behind. They all run and play together. But the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are intent. His eager body quivers. Suddenly, he begins to run from the group, flying over the green grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. You've been spotted, and when you and your special furry friend finally meet, you cling together in joyous reunion, never to be parted again. The happy kisses rain upon your face. Your hands again caress the beloved head, and you look once more into the trusting eyes of your pet, so long gone from your life, but never absent from your heart. Then you cross Rainbow Bridge together. Isn't that such a touching and lovely poem? The author of this is unknown, and it's truly really been very healing for me. Like I said, when Rocky passed away, it was pretty tough. It was the first time I had an animal die in my arms, and we'd been through quite a lot. And I had this poem sent to me from countless people, and I also received with one of these poems from a fan a little angel dog pin. And this little angel dog pin, I wear it to all of my events. And I share with the audience as they're wiping their eyes from, you know, me sharing what Rocky did for me and how, you know, he crossed over. But he's always with me. I share this little pin and people start crying even more. So this poem, I hope it has helped you in some way. And if you've enjoyed hearing this poem and you don't have a copy, you can go to my website, AskSueLondon.com. If you go under the media link, under articles, that's where you'll find it. Now, as I watch my special furry friends, Molly, Willie, and Gus, make a positive difference for myself, my family, and those who we help along our journey, I am so grateful for having an animal into my life, adding my life. Each one of our dogs have come and been rescued from animal shelters. My dogs, Spot and Rocky, they actually only had hours to live before I adopted them, folks. Here I thought I was saving their lives, and they ended up saving mine. I can tell you guys from the bottom of my heart that having animals in my life and my family's, you've heard Bernie's story, it's truly the greatest gifts that we could ever receive in our life. I want to encourage you to consider bringing a pet into your life. And folks, today you've got the opportunity to make a positive difference for an animal. We have some photos of pets that need a home. They're up, the photos you'll see in a video movie format. It's on my show page on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. These animals are now at Dr. Bernie Siegel's local animal shelter in Connecticut. If you see a pet that is, you know, you're feeling very compelled and very special to you to adopt, that I encourage you to connect with the animal control officer, Karen Lombardi, and she's from the Woodbridge Animal Control. Their location is at 135 Bradley Road, Woodbridge, Connecticut, and their phone number is 203-389-5991. Again, the name is Karen Lombardi at the Woodbridge Animal Control, located at 135 Bradley Road, Woodbridge, Connecticut, and the phone number is 203-389-5991. And many of you listening are in the Rhode Island area, so I want to encourage you to check out the shelter Stand Up for Animals and make sure you talk to Howard Thorpe. The phone number for the Stand Up for Animals group is 401-348-9595. Again, the number for Stand Up Animals, you're going to talk to Howard Thorpe. The number is 401-348-9595. 9595. And to learn all about how my dogs and my life have made a positive difference for me and others, for my family, I encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, pick up a copy of Soar Above It All. You can pick up that in hard copy or as well in ebook version. I have personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life, folks. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I've soared above it all to create the wonderful new life that I desire. I've taken all my past challenges and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching, and my books. And I want you to know that I am here to help you get there also. So I encourage you to go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn how I can help you. In the fall, I will be putting together a workshop that will be done through video conferencing. So anywhere around the world, you're going to be able to be a part of this. And it's a workshop on connecting with your pet in a deeper level. And you'll be meeting my furry friends, Molly, Willie, and Gus. And if we don't have any more pets that time, or if we have more, you'll meet them too. I want to thank you for tuning in today. And I want to thank my very special guest today, Dr. Bernie Siegel, for being with us. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join us every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my very special guest is Marian Elizabeth Witt. Next week, Marian will share her personal story of overcoming abuse and healing her spirit. On behalf of my very special guest, Dr. Bernie Siegel, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.